start out with something that we know quite well and then move into this material we don't know yet later on in the show.
Oh, the radio, oh, listen to the radio. Loving love,
some of them are scattered, shattered in my mind. It was always 3 o'clock. Fever was the time. In the winter inside of the cold, while we were in the show, rallies again. Stories from beneath our secret world. Now they won't leave me to have a friend. It was always a friend's action. Think about us at times.
Burn like a tear. Get on the block, your neighbors.
tonight, the incredible singer-songwriter, wonderful vocalist, mandolin, guitarist, Lee Satterfield, is going to sing the little part that he sang on the record. Neil McCoy, Neil, I pray for me. The three of us have really enjoyed being on the road together and having this three-part harmony. So it's wonderful tonight that we can do this song, and Lee can sing Sarah's part, and Iris can sing Leigh Bell's part, and maybe I'm Chet. Or my heart. Such a fun tour because it's kind of hoot when you're every night. Not only are we playing all the old folk songs that are from the album, but we try to bring out some of the older songs of mine that people have been asking for a long time, that we've never had out on the road before, other than people who've written letters about. And this is one. And we also tried to choose things that were the band's favorite that we had never, you know, done out on the road. And our percussionist, Pat McInerney, back here, bumping around on the bongos and the congos and the bells and the crinkle cans. And he's been with us for 7.5 years, and he's from Himmelmanstedt, England. He came over to this country with his wife 15 years ago, playing with Don Williams. And he always thought that one day he would go home, and he never has. He's still here, still with the Blue Moon Orchestra. And this is a song that's always been his favorite that he's always asked for us to play and include in the show. It's always been one of my favorites, and don't know why he's never got that little suitcase and been ready at the door to bus when we leave. It's very nice. One of these days. Walk along the Hudson when it snows here in Manhattan. We live our lives so out of place. You touch my cheek, make you walk around the second. You're too young to love the fact that dreams are moving from the Texas plains. Oh, I'm gonna take us back to even young, where you can see it in the stars and know what was gone. Daddy's crew cup is spitting dust all morning. We met on a school bus rolling through the off years, our daddy's way. Beneath the hot old sky, our mother's great goodbye. Daddy took his heart with a tear in his eye. When we left for the city where the sun really shines, with my heart on the tool in the shade.
Talk too loud. I got a woman in a jealous man. Yeah.
I wrote this song in Cleveland, and I was in the airport in Cleveland with my sweetheart of the time. And he yelled at me, and I don't like to be yelled at, so I threw my plane ticket down. He said, Debbie, it ended the argument because he laughed. He said, "Great Griffith, you're just going to stay right here in Cleveland. What are you going to do the rest of your life?" Susie Bott is wherever she is this evening. Don't want to be standing here with this ticket for the Southbound plane. Diving in a ghost and having still to feel the same. Talking to sheep so we can talk all night long. Yeah. folk drummer I know. Playing a house kind of drum solo. From Dublin, Ireland, Mr. Fran Reed on the drums. This next song is a song that is on the new album, Folk Songs, and it was really hard to choose a song by the writer of this next song because there are so many of his. But this song always intrigued me a great deal of his because it was a very unusual song. It was like eavesdropping on two people's correspondence. And it's just such a wonderful piece of writing. It's written in first person, and it's two people speaking, and it has no chorus, and it has no hook line, and it's not a duet, so it breaks every rule of songwriting, which is what makes it a great folk song, and makes Bob Dylan probably the greatest songwriter of the century. We were very proud to have Bob Dylan come in and play harmonica on this song when we recorded it, and we're going to get James Hooker to play Bob's harmonica part on his keyboard. If you get your mouth on that thing, then. Oops, his name is Well, it only was born in ship sailing. Swim now, 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 now be coming back. It depends on how you feel. Well, if you matter, must think that way. And I know your mind is broken. It's hard to choose one of his songs for this album too, but this one was a pretty easy pick because I think it was the very first song that I ever heard of my hero, Carolyn Hester, sing. And this is a song that was written by Tom Paxton. And my parents were kind of, I guess you would call them beatnik-esque. They were just say about 10 years before it was spoken. They were into Jack Kerouac and that sort of thing, listening to folk music. My dad's now a Republican, but you know. We don't talk about politics anymore. My mother has stayed the same. But this song, I remember when I learned this song, I didn't really understand all the things my parents were doing at the time. But I knew that when I learned how to play this song on guitar and I ran around out in the neighborhood playing this song, I felt like a character out of Jack Kerouac's book. Made me feel so free. Join in and help us sing it if you want to. Even if you're a child, this song kind of is bred into you by osmosis, I think. It just kind of, when you're born, you know, you just know this song. I'm making songs kind of like this. Can't help but wonder where I'm banned. Kick it off, Pete. Folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad, some are good, some have done the best of good, some have had at least much trouble than that. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering around this land just to doing the best I can. Trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as good as to me. And it looks like they are a wandering through. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Oh, wandering.
Thank you.
alone, and a lot of very special guests come and join us. And James Hooker's all-time favorite singer in the world is Emmylou Harris. And we surprised James when she came to join us and sing a song that she had sung on the album. But as she had recorded a song that James and I co-wrote as a duet with Willie Nelson. So she came out and sang the duet with James Hooker. And ever since then, James has had to have his own buzz because his head wouldn't fit. But they did sing so lovely together. He has been kind enough to sing it with me since. And it was a lovely evening to see them getting to sing that song again. Once again, I got to be Chet. But we'll sing. James, you will sing this with me tonight, won't you? These flowers in full bloom in Texas right now in my home. A couple of folks who are here in the audience who are Austin, Texas natives. Their names are Nancy and Jeff. And this song goes out to you in hopes that it means something to you. It all goes that way.
Yeah.
means to have to go out, get in your vehicle, turn that key, and go down the road, never come back. Boy, if any woman in the state of Utah ever had a reason to do it, it is Laura Hatch. She drove west from Salt Lake City to the California coastline in the San Diego freeway doing 60 miles an hour. She had a husband on her bumper. She had five restless children. She was singing as sweet as a monkey and burning in 40.
And I dreamed all the dreams that the weird girl dreamed.
woman of peace, welcome circle to write more than I've ever written. And this next song is a brand new song James Hooker and I wrote. And James had a rather peculiar dream that he and I were joined at the hip. And we were sitting across the table from his wife, Connie. Trying to figure out how to get rid of me so she could take James on to supper. That would have worked. But, you know, James is my oldest and dearest buddy in the band, founding member of the Blue Moon Orchestra and everything. And he's one of my few confidants besides y'all. Still, that dream just kind of was one of those, it just had to be one of those L-tryptophan nightmare type deals. I think that's why they took that stuff off the market. But James and I co-wrote this song about buddies because it brought up the topic about buddies. Life just wouldn't be the same if you didn't have your buddies, so don't forget about me.
Thank you.
going back to the dreams of children. But he's the only dream she has to keep. Dark feeling distant, there's a white car in the night with his children should sleep. And they'll slip through their windows and they'll see. And they'll think that white was all they need.
Has heard
Zwingin'.